Title: DJ Intro in Ableton Live 12, Blended for Rag Infused Chaos Advanced. All right, let's build a DJ-friendly intro in Ableton Live 12 that's actually useful in a mix, but still sounds like Ragga Jungle Mayhem. The goal is simple. Give the DJ clean phrasing and low-end space while you bring the sirens, callouts, dub delays, and nasty edits in a controlled way. Think of this intro as a weapon with safety rules. It needs to blend cleanly for 16 or 32 bars, and then it needs to clearly say, incoming drop, without turning into a muddy mess. First, set the framework before you touch sound design. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is fine, but pick one and commit. Now go straight into arrangement view and drop locators. Intro 116, intro 1732, pre-drop and drop. This is not optional. If bar 16 doesn't feel like bar 16, DJs miss the mix point, and your track becomes stressful to play. Also, get disciplined with looping. Work in 8-bar loops, lock the vibe, then extend to 16 and 32. This keeps your phrasing predictable while you're adding chaos. And here's the core DJ rule for this whole lesson: no full kick and no sub in the first 16 bars. Or if you absolutely must tease it, it needs to be so filtered it's basically a suggestion, not a takeover. The outgoing track already has bass. If you fight it, you lose. Now let's build the mix bed. Drums that roll, but don't steal the low end. Create a group called Drums, Intro. Inside it, you want three lanes: tops, break texture, and perk FX. Start with tops. Make a drum rack with tight closed hats and shuffles. Program a 1/16 roll, and add a little swing with occasional fast stutters at the end of a phrase, like bar 8 or bar 16. In Live 12, grab a groove like MPC 16, swing around 55 to 60, but don't overdo it. If you're going to layer a swung break, keep the groove amount more like 20 to 35%, so you don't end up with spaghetti timing. Process the tops with EQ8 first, high pass somewhere between 250 and 400 HC, steep, then a saturator with soft clip on and just a couple dB of drive, then an auto filter high pass you can automate later. Map that cutoff to a macro called intro brightness. That macro becomes your energy control without making anything louder. Next, break texture. Grab a classic break amen. Think hot pants flavor, something that instantly says jungle, but you're not using it as the main drum kit yet. Warp it in beats mode and set preserve to 1/16 or 1/8. Adjust transient handling by ear. You're aiming for movement, not perfect punch. Then filter it. EQ8 high pass around 180 to 300 HZ. Add drum bus for a bit of bite, but keep boom off. No sneaky sub generation. If you want the break to feel wider, you can use utility width at 120 to 150%, but only if it doesn't smear the transient snap. If it starts feeling cloudy, back it down. Third lane, perk FX. This is rimshots, woodblocks, dub ticks, little percussive punctuation that helps DJs count phrases without you shouting "here comes bar 16. Put them on offbeats and especially on turnarounds. Bar 8, 16, 24, 32. One or two well-placed ticks will do more than a busy fill. Now group those three lanes and put a glue compressor on the intro drums group. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is important. Intro headroom is a handover contract. If your intro is already pinned, the DJ can't layer it without things collapsing. Next up, the Ragga Hype lane. This is where a lot of producers ruin mixability, so we're going to do it like a pro. Create a group called Ragga/VOX with two tracks, a callout track and then a dub throw setup using a return track. On the callout track, pick 4 to 8 short phrases. Rewind, selecta, inadi dance, keep them short and rhythmic. Place them sparsely. One hit around bar 4, one at bar 8, one at bar 12, then a slightly bigger moment at bar 16. Repeat that logic for bar 17 to 32, but make it a touch busier. The trick is to leave air between phrases so the echoes can speak. Process vocals with EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 HC, and if they're harsh, dip somewhere in 2 to 5k HC. Add a compressor sidechained from intro drums, but keep it subtle. You want the vocal to tuck when hats hit, not pump like EDM. For delay, use echo. A quarter note or dotted eighth is the sweet spot for dubby movement. Keep feedback around 20 to 35% on the main vocal channel, and filter inside echo. High pass at about 250, low pass somewhere 6 to 9 kHz. then a hybrid reverb with a short to medium decay, maybe 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, predelay 20 to 40 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb too. Reverb without low end is how you get space without mod. Now the key move, instead of soaking the vocal in huge delay all the time, make a return track as your dub throw. Put echo on that return with more aggressive feedback, say 45 to 70%, but careful. Add a little modulation, tiny noise or wobble for character. And if you want that classic one-shot dub hold, map echo freeze to a macro so you can punch it in for a moment. Teacher tip. Make the echoes duck themselves. After echo on the return, add a compressor side-chained from intro drums. Fast attack, medium release, and only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. The repeats will bloom in the gaps instead of sitting on top of the groove. Now only send the last word of certain phrases to that return. That's the Raga magic, impact. Then echoes into darkness, without constant clutter. Next, we add a DJ safe bass suggestion. This is a ghost mid bass that gives energy, but still leaves room for the outgoing sub. Create a track called Bass, intro mid only. Use Waveatable or Operator. Keep it simple. A saw or basic shape, maybe at a little unison, but not a super saw festival. Then put an auto filter high pass at 24 dB, cut off around 120 to 180 Hz. That's your protection zone. Add saturator, 2 to 6 dB drive, soft clip on. Then EQ 8 to notch mud around 250 to 400 if needed. Then utility, and if you want to be extra safe, keep anything below 150 Hz mono. But honestly, if you've high passed correctly, this is mostly about consistent mid presence. Arrangement wise, bars 116, use it only on bar ends, little stabs, like a BW WAP or quick reese jab to hint at danger. Bars 1732, you can introduce a simple two note motif, still high passed. DJs will feel energy without you stepping on the other track's bassline. Now let's paint the effects bed. Sirens, air, vinyl room, and tape grime, but controlled. Make an effects, intro group, first, siren or horn. You can do it with operator. Osc's sign, add a tiny amount of FM from Osc B to a forbite, and use a pitch envelope for that yelp. Then EQ 8 high pass at 250 to 400 Hz, maybe dip 3 to 4 kHz if it hurts. Then saturator with 1 to 4 dB drive. The rule, mid-focused, club safe. You want it readable, not huge. Add auto filter for a bandpass sweep and map the cutoff to a macro called siren sweep. If you want extra grit, add redux with a tiny downsample just enough to feel like pirate radio, not enough to turn into white noise. Second FX lane, Atmos and air. Use a noise loop or field recording. Filter it hard. High pass at 300 to 600 Hz. Add auto pan with a slow rate, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, and keep the amount moderate. Use utility to keep it wide, but keep it quiet. This should feel expensive, not hissy. If you want that airbed trick, take noise into a bandpass auto filter, tiny chorus ensemble, then utility wide, and EQ out harshness around 8 to 10 kHz. Automate the bandpass center frequency slightly across each 8-bar phrase so it evolves, without getting louder. Now we build the transition. The last 4 bars. Pre-drop chaos that still reads to DJs. In bars 29-32, or whatever your last 4 bars are, automate a filter ramp on the intro drums group. You can open it from around 1.5 kHz to fully open, or do the reverse and close it for tension. Both work. The important part is it's intentional and it lands clearly on the bar line. Add a snare build. Start with 1/8 hits, go to 1/16, then 1/32 in the final bar. Use velocity changes so it breathes instead of sounding like a machine gun at one volume. Then do one heavy dub throw on a vocal. Just one. Make it count. Last word goes to the echo return, and let it spiral, but keep the return filtered so it doesn't explode into low mid fob. Add an impact element like a reverse crash or short riser, but high pass it so it doesn't swallow the drop. You're trying to build excitement without pre-filling the frequency space the drop needs. Classic jungle trick time. Micro edit right before the drop. Either slice your filtered break to a new MIDI track and trigger a quick repeat, or use beat repeat in manual mode. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance to 0, and automate repeat on just for the last half bar. 2 beats of stutter, then a hard stop, then the drop. That hard stop is the inhale before the punch. One more arrangement coaching point. Make phrase landmarks obvious without adding volume. DJs don't need louder, they need readable changes. A 1 beat high pass flick, a dub mute, a single flam, or a tiny reverse vocal tail at the end of bar 8, 16, 24, 32. Those are your navigation signs. Also, for pre-drop automation, think in snapshots, not constant curves. Hold a filter position for most of the phrase, then change decisively at the turnaround. Like a DJ move, it translates better in a club and it feels more intentional. Now, let's make it DJ-proof with checks. First, low-end sanity. During the intro, you want basically nothing happening under 80 to 100 HC unless you're doing a deliberate one-beat hint. Put spectrum on the master and actually look. If you see low-end content wiggling around for the whole intro, you're stealing mix space. Second, mono compatibility. Temporarily put a utility on the master and set width to zero. If your intro loses the important stuff, it was relying on stereo tricks. Fix that by bringing keyed elements more central or simplifying wide atmos. Third, levels. Intros can be slightly quieter than the drop, but not weak. A practical target is intro peaks around -8 to -6 dBFS, depending on your mastering chain. More important than the number, keep transient detail alive. Don't crush it. Here's an extra pro move. Build a DJ mix assist monitor rack and leave it off by default. On the master or pre-master group, create an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain 1 is normal, empty. Chain 2 is DJ check, utility with width at 0, then EQ8 high pass at 90 to 120 HC, then a limiter with ceiling at -1 dB. Map the chain selector to a macro called DJ check. Now you can instantly preview what it feels like to blend. Mono-ish, low-end constrained, level protected. Next, set yourself up for speed with a control panel. On your intro bus, make one macro rack and map. Intro bright, dub throw amount, vox density, chaos amount for saturation or redux in a tiny range, and a mono check. Then automate those macros by locator sections, so each 8-bar block has a clear state. This is how you bounce alternate intros fast without rebuilding. Now avoid the classic mistakes while you work.